Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, after an online vote over the weekend by members of the Green Party, a new leader has been announced, as we heard earlier. It's Roderick O'Gorman, Green Party TD for Dublin West and Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth. Well, our reporter Maura Fay has been at Bewley's Cafe on Grafton Street, where Mr O'Gorman and the other candidate in the contest, Green Party Senator Pippa Hackett, who is Minister of State for Land Use and Biodiversity, have both just been speaking. And Maura, it was perhaps a lot closer in the end than many would have expected. Pippa Hackett had 912 votes, Roderick O'Gorman 984 votes. So tell us a little bit about the reaction there.
Very busy here at Bewley Cafe, Claire. It's just finished up. Yes, I think people were, you know, quietly confident that Roderick would get the leadership, but given the fact that the previous leadership election between Catherine Martin and Eamon Ryan, there was only 50 votes in it, nobody was calling it either way. Pippa Hackett, very accepting in her speech, very happy with her performance, thanked her family. Here's what she had to say in terms of what she views as the issues facing the Green Party.
We stood before the electorate in 2020 and said if people wanted green, they had to vote green. And they did that. And I know from travelling the length and breadth of this country, from listening to voters both inside and outside the M50, that if we really want people to go green, we have to make it easy for people to go green. And it has to be affordable for people to go green. I believe in a Green Party that strives to be relevant and relatable to people in their everyday lives. And that recognises that if we want to make people to do certain things differently, we have to make it easy and we have to make it affordable for them. So I really look forward to supporting Roderick in the months and years ahead and hoping to work closely with him to make those things happen. But I'm going to pass over to the man of the moment and thank you very much.
Thank you.
So that was Pippa Hackett there. And Maura, Roderick O'Gorman based his campaign on widening the appeal of the party beyond the traditional green values. What sense are you getting today around what he sees as his first big task for the party, the one that he aims to tackle first?
He gave a very lengthy speech where he went through the accomplishments of the Green Party in the past couple of years. But I think it's fair to say that he's firmly now in election mode and he kind of set out the party's stalls for the upcoming general election.
We'll have a general election by March of next year. And my commitment to our members is that we will present the people with an innovative, with a forward-looking manifesto that will deliver on our environmental commitments, but also respond to the challenges that people face in their everyday lives, the challenges that Pippa concluded on. Alongside that manifesto will be our strongest ever campaign, highlighting how our policy vision is backed up with that tangible record of delivery over the last 4 years. We don't just dream about our country's future. We don't just talk about it. We act. And this week, that work will start. And I'll be meeting with our General Secretary and with headquarters, with the National Executive and the Parliamentary Party to put us in that very best position. We will have not just every single candidate, but every single member of our party prepared and supported like never before during that general election campaign. I believe people vote for the Green Party because they know we can be counted on to get stuck in, to actually deliver. That's what we've done. That's what we'll continue to do. So now is the time for the party, after the extremely useful debate that we've had over the last 2 weeks, now is the time for the party to unite, to get back to work, delivering on climate action, restoring nature, helping families, supporting the most vulnerable.
That's Roderick O'Gorman there and Maura Fay in Bewley's on Grafton Street at the announcement that Roderick O'Gorman has won the Green Party leadership contest. Well, Harry McGee, political correspondent for the Irish Times, is also there at that event this morning. So, Harry, just looking at the vote, 912 for Pippa Hackett, Roderick O'Gorman at 984. Was that closer than people maybe would have expected?
People didn't expect anything because every Green Party internal election in the past has been very close. When Catherine Martin stood against Eamon Martin in 2020, the margin was only 49 votes, even though Eamon Ryan had essentially won the 2020 election for the Green Party. So they're kind of slightly a law to themselves, but it was very close indeed. And it shows the kind of the nature of the contest between them. Both of them sketched out very different visions for the Green Party. Ipahakis focused very much on rural Ireland, saying that the party had three Dublin leaders, needed a rural leader, wasn't connecting with people outside of Dublin. And that seems to have had traction with a lot of the membership. Rodrigo Gorman's pitch essentially was that they needed to widen the base to keep the environmental core, but also make more policy in relation to social justice and equality, perhaps bring the party a little bit closer to the Social Democrats and the Labour Party in terms of the space that they were occupying. But he was also emphasising they didn't want to lose their environmental core. So there were the kind of the two choices, and they were kind of clear choices confronting the membership, and they almost divided evenly, Claire.
But they have a huge task ahead of them now, the Green Party, under the leadership of Roderick O'Gorman, in the wake of the local and European elections and the results there, losing their MEPs. It's an uphill battle, isn't it?
It is, and the smaller parties in government usually come out the worst in general elections. History has shown us that time and time again. But the results weren't great, but they were better than they were in 2009 when the party lost all but three of its local authority seats. They lost half of them, but they still have over 20, and they're still in a position to retain seats in the next election. I don't know if they will be able to retain 12. They're certainly hoping to retain five or six at least, and perhaps with the new leadership of Roderick O'Gorman, they're hoping that he can give new impetus, new energy, new policies, a slightly new direction that will give the party a fillip in advance of the election, wherever it may be held. And as Maura Fey was saying earlier on, Roderick is determined that the government see out its full term. But we will believe that when it actually happens, Clare.
It'll be difficult for him to brand himself as a breath of fresh air, though, won't it, Harry? Because he's heavily associated in the public mind with some of the very thorniest issues faced by this government, the international protection applicants living in tents, the referendum defeat earlier this year. I mean, for him, it's not an easy start.
No, it's not. But there is a generational shift. He's 20 years younger than Eamon Ryan. He does... have perhaps more of a connection with the younger, maybe more radical side of the party, and perhaps he will try to set out a different position, a different pivot as leader in order to kind of emphasise those rather than his record as minister. In a way, I mean, he had a very tough ministry. The Ukraine situation, the huge increase in people seeking international protection led to massive crisis in terms of accommodation, and he was the person who was left to pick up the pieces in relation to that. And it's been a very tough 2 years for him. But his argument is that he has survived it, he is stronger for it, and he will be in a position to begin to implement the kind of policies that the Green Party are in government for. But it's a tall order, Claire. At the real politics of it, there's no doubt about that.
But I suppose one advantage for government in the election of Roderick O'Gorman is that there doesn't need to be any major changes in cabinet now. But perhaps Eamon Ryan should be passing some of his role to Pippa Hackett, allowing for a transition, maybe elevate her from the role of super junior and take that over for himself. Is there any indication that that might happen?
No, I mean, Roderick O'Gorman was quite firm on that. He's saying that all of the senior ministers and the junior ministers will stay in place and there won't be any reassignation of roles. So it's kind of, he is, in a way, a continuity candidate in that sense. I think others might say there might have been an argument for some change to allow other people in, including Pippa Hackett, who was an excellent candidate in the leadership race. But I think the difficulty that Pippa has is that she's in the Senate rather than in the lower house. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to run a senior ministry from the Shannon. It has only been done once before, to my knowledge, when Jim Duke was Minister for Foreign Affairs for a short time back in a Gareth Fitzgerald government in the early 1980s.
There will be an election for Deputy Leader of the Greens then later on in the week. Three candidates. We have the Junior Minister, Oisin Smith, Senator Roisin Garvey and the Dublin Central TD, Nasa Harrigan, who has lost the party whip in the past, as we know, over votes against the government. So does Roderick O'Gorman's win give us an indication who might succeed in the Deputy Leadership contest?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I would be churlish and foolish to even predict who is going to win the Deputy Leader contest. If it's very divided between two, it's going to be very divided between three. I suppose Nasa Hourigan would be She's slightly outside the fold. She is not in the parliamentary party at present. So she would be seen perhaps as kind of the outlier in that particular campaign. But that, having said that, she could do very well. She remains popular with the membership. Roisin Garvey has been very high profile of late. And Osian Smith is considered to be one of the better performing ministers amongst the Greens in government, and has been very assured in the roles that he has done.
Okay, well, look, it's wise of you not to pinpoint one of them as being the potential leader of the deputy leader election. Harry, thanks so much. Harry McGee there, political correspondent with the Irish Times, and Maura Fey, who we heard from earlier.